Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Born Offside for another week. Buzzing because we've got Kat here on the couch. We've also got returning from injury with a cast on his Achilles. Olan Tekkers stitched up. Surgery went well?
Yeah, went pretty well. Are we able to come back season, you know?
Is there a comeback season in the works? Yeah, are we going to see Olan Tekkers back out on football
actually,
pitch?
I don't know. Surgeon told me I might never play again.
So really?
Did they?
That's what he said, but I don't know. I mean,
they always say that though.
They do.
Because they don't want to be responsible if you throw yourself back in and something happens again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with my one, I don't know if people know about Achilles surgeries or not, but basically there's this Achilles surgery that you have like a couple weeks after you do it. So that one is when they take both the tendons,
stitch it together,
right? But because I didn't know that I did it, I was fucking walking around for like 2 months.
Yeah.
My one was like a chronic one. So they had to like take the tendon from my foot and then attach it to
my
so it's a bit
leg. Apparently that one's better anyway, because it has less chance of it actually like snapping again or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's the surgery.
And you said you went and looked up what the surgery looks like on YouTube.
Yeah,
which is something I think not everyone.
I feel like anyone that has surgery, like you should.
You're curious.
You're just curious. I'm like, what 100%. Are they actually doing to my foot while I'm? Because I was knocked out for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because basically they gave me anesthesia. They knocked me out, and then there was like a critical case that came in.
Oh shit!
So I was just KO'd for like 3 hours.
And just left you there.
Yeah. Oh, you got someone that's gonna die out coming. this guy, and then put me back on the table.
I'm sorry, but the thought of you laying
there. Yeah, I was just laying there. They were like, I think I was just. They put me on my side. I'm pretty sure. Mm. But it's a weird feeling being like knocked out. You guys
like
have had surgery before.
We've both had it. Claude is bionic.
Yeah, you've got metal in you.
Have you ever talked about your surgery?
Huh?
Have you ever talked about your surgery?
We need a whole nother pod for it.
We do.
We need a whole nother pod for it.
It's low-key fascinating. Yeah, like, I know you obviously had to go through it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, as long as it's fascinating for you.
Yeah.
No, it was yeah, it is quite a fascinating story. We'll save that for another time now. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit of footy. We've got a few questions that have come through before. You got your surgery.
Yeah.
Now, people, I've got it written here that you got another visa. What do you mean you got another visa?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm actually, my visa got extended for another year, so.
Oh, so there was a chance of that not happening? No one told me about the pod.
If I'm deported, I'm deported. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not telling everyone
my business, but no, not that. I mean, even if I didn't get the one that I currently got, I could have got like another student visa or something.
Okay,
but but it was just, my visa was coming to an end. So I got
fantastic. So you got another year.
Minimum. I got another year, yeah.
Right.
So and then after that, I'll just marry my missus and I'll be all right.
There you go. You'll
great.
Be fine.
Oh,
there you
it's
go.
All
you spoiled the surprise. Start buying rings. Newey Jets football asked Olan about the Eels on Friday. I guess we'll keep that one short. They started shit, haven't they?
I wouldn't say we started shit. I just feel like.
Was it two losses? Is it?
It is two losses, but it's two losses that could have been.
Yeah.
They've been close, they've been playing well.
Okay.
Just been unlucky or just certain things, certain mistakes and stuff like that. So it's positive, but it's two losses. Do you know what I mean? But I think we'll be all right.
Well, the footy seasons are at that side. The AFL kicks off this week, I'm pretty sure, if my calculations are correct. You're announcing an AFL team, I believe.
I am announcing an AFL team, so look out for that one.
Big news. Big news. Who is Olan Tekkers going to pick? I don't even know, to be fair. I'm excited to see it. Let's talk some local football, shall we? We're going to start in the men's game. Cats. This guy is an absolute machine. Oscar Zavala, striker for Wellington Phoenix. He scored. Sydney FC lose yet again. I mean, at this point, it's a less than impressive season. You can put a line through this one. But Wellington coach, Yufuk Tale.
Was that his name?
That's his name.
Yufuk Tale?
Yufuk is his first name.
What a guy.
You like that one? You ever heard that one before?
No.
Well, you fucking do now, don't you? he said, I thank his wife, Patricia, for holding on another day. So his wife was about to go into labor.
Wow.
Didn't on the day of the game, meaning he could play. He scored, beat Sydney FC, and then his wife gave birth the next day. Wow. So congratulations.
That's a perfect story, really.
Yeah, she held it together.
Wow. That reminds me of the don't want to go back to NRL, but Mitch Moses missed the birth of his child.
To play
in, I think it was a semi-final.
Okay, did he win?
And he won.
Oh, but that's worth
so
it.
So it's yeah. worth well, when it. You're Mitch Probably Moses. Lost the final, but yeah. you know, you still...
In the words of Roy Keane, I remember they asked Roy Keane about one of his strikers. I can't remember who it was at the time. And they asked him about the striker for playing for Ireland. And they said, will he be playing in this international break? And he said, why? He said, well, because he's having a baby. And he goes, is he having the baby or his wife?
Oh, here we go.
If, as long as he's not pregnant, he's playing. All right?
And that's, I feel like this is the perfect time for me to tell the story that I've never told on Born Offside dad's cousin in Liverpool.
Okay.
So I'm obviously a Liverpool supporter. We know this.
Right.
I thought I was just like the black sheep in my family that likes football. No one else cares about it. And then when I was about 21, so quite a few years ago, I met my dad's cousin, Egyptian cousin, who moved from Egypt to Liverpool to live there because he loves the club so much.
Wow.
He moved to that city to create a life for himself.
This is before Mo Salah.
This is before Mo Salah. Right. Yeah, exactly. And he literally...
Xavi Alonso times.
Mm.
He's devoted to the club. He's been a member as long as he's lived in the city. And met him, obviously, went to a game with him. It was an amazing experience. But he's also a gynecologist by trade.
Right.
So
what is that again?
Sees a lot of vag.
Yeah. Got you. He's the doctor of vaginas.
I thought so, but I needed confirmation. I didn't know if it was vagina or the other one.
What's the other one?
What's the other? What's that one called? You know what I'm talking about.
The back door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a prostate or something like that? What are they called, Shabby?
You really have no idea about anatomy, hey?
Yeah, but they're called something. I know they're called something. I can't remember what they're called. But I thought it was a little. But anyway.
Anyway.
That's the one. See? Yeah.
Right. Okay. Anyway. So my uncle is a gynecologist.
Right.
For Liverpool Football Club, and he's delivered loads of babies of players.
Oh, I was gonna say he's checking the players,
like the missus.
So he
got weird for a second.
Wait, hold on a second.
Because the players don't have him.
No, the
females
for the females.
Okay, so when an international player signs with a club,
right,
they are now part of a system, okay, and like they get looked after in every respect. So like when Roberto Firmino moved there, with his family. He's now part of the Liverpool system.
So he gets taken care of. Liverpool?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So like,
your wives
are
taken care of. Your kids are taken care of.
So you sign for Liverpool, you introduce this man to your wife. He's like the John Terry of Liverpool.
whoa.
So like,
John Terry.
I will look after your wives.
So he delivers the babies, right?
Yeah.
So the wives will know who he is because the club will be like, they're internationals. They don't know the doctors locally. This is our gynecologist. You can go see him.
So he would have the goss.
He has seen so many Liverpool players' vaginas. I mean,
Liverpool players' misses' vaginas.
Wow.
He would know.
What a job.
He
would know what they look like.
That is
any anyway, ham sandwiches floating around.
And
that's
he
fantastic.
Probably gets like signatures from all the players.
Work. Far out.
What?
Ham sandwiches.
You know what I mean?
What's a ham sandwich?
Anyway.
Let's move on. Anyway, there you go. Fun fact for
that's
you
good
all.
To know. Anyway, back to Oscar Zavala.
That's
great goal.
Sick. I like that.
Yeah. That's a great story, Kat. I don't think you've ever told me that.
Oh, well, it's hard to find a segue for a story like that. somehow we got there.
That was very good. That was very good. Let's get back to the A-League quickly. Craig Goodwin can't stop influencing games. Goal and assist. Nestori Iancunda scored for the third straight game.
They're talking about him now.
He's
so whispers
good.
Of Europe now.
Already, well, a lot so of whispers. Well, you'd think so. I mean, if all that hype happened around other players, he's
scoring. There's
week,
an A-League, though. Not A-League memes account, but it's an A-League like transfers account that always fucking gets me for some reason. And they tweeted out like, Man City are sending scouts.
Like fake ones.
It fucking got me again. I was like, Man City are sending scouts to watch Iancunda.
Why
he's
do you
being
follow
tracked
them?
By. I don't. It just comes up on my timeline, and I was like, oh shit, he's going. Yeah. I was like, these fucking guys again, man. They got me.
They get you
They're
every
time.
They're
just trolling you. Yeah.
Well, at this point, it seems like it could be realistic. It's a crazy record. I saw someone comparing his record here to Erling Haaland's record in Norway at the same age, and Nestori's actually got a better record, better goal scoring record.
Well, because the Norwegian league is nothing crazy, right?
Fucking just shit on that cat.
Wow.
Hey,
just shit on the Norwegian football.
Well, I mean, they produced Haaland.
So. Would we,
and Ødegaard.
Would you think as highly of Haaland if he had stayed in Norway?
No, well, obviously not. Okay.
Exactly my point.
Fun fact about Ødegaard. Do you know he made his debut at 13 years old?
That's crazy. Well, Real Madrid signed him at 15, so that makes
sense.
That
is wild.
Yeah, that is.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. No.
With grown men, he was playing at 13 years of age.
And he's white.
What?
He's white.
So I got to do,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying like he may have not been genetically developed.
Well,
as
I'm saying if you're an African player at 13, a lot of them can deal with the men a bit more. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Ødegaard was a skinny little white kid.
Skinny little white. And I was like,
and played first grade. That's insane.
That's a good point.
Anyway.
Damn. Anyway. Well,
no hate to the Norwegian league, though.
No, yeah, you've just shat all over them. I hope we've got no fans here listening from Norway. but Craig Goodwin did say he's trying to keep him grounded at the same time. He gives him praise when he needs it, but he grounds him when he does because he's still got a lot to work on in his game. Seems like the right kind of captain you want on your side. This was an interesting question from Oli Bamba, who always writes in to the pod on Twitter. If you were a failed wonder kid in Europe and you had to pick one of these leagues to go play in, would you play in the A-League, MLS, or the Saudi Pro League?
Failed wonder kid in Europe. Yeah. So you're supposed to make it and you don't end up reaching the level that you're supposed to reach, so you go abroad.
A-League, MLS, or Saudi?
I'm probably going MLS.
Yeah.
I'd go MLS as well. Just because
like lifestyle.
Yeah. I think they make a bit more money there.
They probably make decent money. Probably and, not as, and the crowds are still fucking good in there.
You'd think probably Saudi would be maybe most cash. True. MLS would probably be second, but lifestyle lifts possibly, it up to number one, possibly. Right?
Yeah. It's interesting, though, if in 5 years our response would be totally different. When you look at like all of the investments Saudi is making in their football, like
I reckon,
it could
I
end up
Saudi
becoming
will
somewhere that.
It, but it's all. But I still reckon America in terms of like because I've obviously lived there and played there. I think in terms of a lifestyle and the fans knowing what's going on and like actually being passionate about something. It's just got it ingrained in who Americans are.
Yeah.
So that's difficult. That's difficult to replicate anywhere else. Do you know what I mean?
They don't have that same fight for soccer we have for football here. You're either a fan or you're not. But it's not like bringing the sport down or like we only talk NFL or NBA. Yeah. It's
Tell
not
you,
about
there's,
that.
There's so many. A lot more welcome America have done really well, and I don't know how they've done it, but Australia haven't been able to replicate it. Of every single sport has its different fans, but those fans are hardcore. Not really competing with each other.
No, they do a it's great weird. Job of like they do a great job. If you live in a city, you support all the sports in that city.
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking of Portland Timberlands, right? They've got the basketball team there and the MLS team there, and like people support both and like, go to both.
Exactly.
And
it makes sense. It's your city, you know what I mean?
It's not a huge deal. What the fuck, you're supporting the soccer? And they don't do that. They just go, I don't know how they've done it.
It's pretty sad that doesn't happen over here, but people are getting cranky over here. People are getting cranky, especially the players. 41 red cards in the A-League this season.
41. Wow.
41.
I want to know.
How many weeks in are we?
22, 20.
So like around 20? 2 a week.
Only 20?
I want to know what that is versus like the Prem and stuff or versus like other leagues. That'd be
well, we're going to get to Premier League red cards in a second, but this is just probably, I mean, the introduction of VAR, has it gone a little bit soft nonetheless? It looks like the record is going to be smashed this season. And we put out a Twitter poll, nothing to do with this, but just about the Saudis before we move on. We put out a Twitter poll, letting the Saudis buy an A-League club or invest in Australian football.
Oh, fucking do it.
This is what I'm saying. There's been a lot of backlash.
Absolutely do it. Are you mad? What's the backlash for?
There's been a lot of backlash about the Saudi was going to sponsor the Women's World Cup. So one of the major sponsors of the Women's World Cup was going to be Visit Saudi. Even though the World Cup's in Australia, Visit Saudi was going to be a sponsor.
And how much are they pumping in?
Right, everyone kicked the stink about it, and apparently it's been removed as a sponsor. Oh, right?
For fuck's sake. You just accept cash. No.
Bro, this is.
But you need sponsor a men's World Cup, sure, but like they're like one of the worst places for women to live.
Right,
like you can't even play football as a female in these countries. But they're going to go support a tournament.
That, 1 billion is going to help somewhere. So what you're saying, but money isn't.
So how would you feel if Visit Saudi were investing millions of dollars, which will go to helping the women's game in Australia? But
as
they
in
are,
they invest here?
Yeah. So imagine them sponsoring the World Cup and there's money that's gonna help Australian women's football. However, they're promoting visiting a country which doesn't let women play. How would you feel about that?
Confused.
Moral dilemma.
It's a moral dilemma, of course.
We all know we've had this cash talk for a long time, and like, is it okay to is it morally right? The bottom line is people are accepting cash, like regardless where it comes from. So I think at the end of the day, we say, especially when we talk about the A-League, that it doesn't have enough cash flow. Like no one's got enough money.
So
if a billionaire came in and was able to bring players in that would then attract crowds again, like
do anything for it.
Like
who cares?
I think
who cares where it's coming from?
I'm at that point that I just want to see, because I always see Para play and I see Wanderers play, and I'm like, why the fuck can't we just get the same fans? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I just want to see that for Wanderers and it not be a derby.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, the derby is coming up this weekend. Our Born Offside family seem to not care either. 69% say yes, let the Saudis invest. Who cares where the money comes from?
In the Women's World Cup or in just in general,
Australian football?
I'm okay with them investing in the A-League.
You just don't like the whole Women's World Cup.
I just think it's a global issue. Mm. Like there's, when you look at the nature of women's football right now, everyone's upset about something. I'm like, yeah. It's probably not the best time to get Saudi investment.
Right.
Maybe the next Women's World Cup. Like, let's just warm everyone up.
They do what they want. They're hosting the Asian Winter Games. You know that? Snow.
No.
Snow. Skiing in Saudi Arabia. They're creating all the snow, man-made.
Wait, what?
And they're hosting the Asian Winter Games in Saudi Arabia. They do what they want. They don't give a fuck.
Man, whoever works snow. In Saudi tourism is doing a great job.
Yeah, they don't give a shit, man.
They're
so instead of just going to a cold place and having it.
No, they do it there.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. It could be 40 degrees, you can skate.
They're actually running the world.
It just shows.
You actually think about it. They actually are. Okay. Everything is going through them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. Speaking of Arab money, Melbourne City. Melbourne City, this fan tweeted. I don't know if you saw this one during the weekend, right? Now, if you're a first date with a girl,
I saw this.
I wouldn't choose a football match, eh? And I love football.
No, it depends who she is. If she's Kat Sasso, what are you doing? Anyone that knows. But she likes football.
It's true. It's
my point is, if it's Lavender or even Kat Haddad.
Forget my name.
No, forget your name. But I'm saying if it's someone that enjoys football, if it was in England, hell yeah.
Yeah? Hell okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Why did this guy take a girl?
Well, this guy took his girl, but he tweeted into the Melbourne City supporters group, all 20 of them. No, he tweeted in there. He sent them a message, said, "I'm bringing a Tinder date to the game
on Sunday. Oh my God,
I remember
this.
And I kind of told her I'm a big deal in the active support. Mm. I'll buy you all a hot dog if you cheer when I walk in to Bay 17. Love you all."
That's a good request.
Right, so he's asking that. He's just an average supporter, but he's asking the rest of the crowd to treat him like he's the king of the active support in front of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And it even got out to the players. You even had Scott Jamieson.
Yeah, I saw him tweet.
And he's like, "We've got to find this guy and make him look like the man." So it turns out to be pretty good. You ever gone on a date to a football match? Okay.
I have to actually think about that. I think I have at some point.
They've taken you, you've taken them?
It would be a mutual decision. Obviously I would want to do that.
But that'd be a good date for you.
I'd like that.
You'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Did he say it was a first date as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, first date, yeah. It depends on the woman, how much they...
If it, I have friends you do not take on a date like that. Like, they would not be interested at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I think if a girl was to do it for me, that'd be a sick date.
That would be a good way to win you over.
So imagine if, like, say you're in England, right? Let's just do that scenario. And a girl goes, "Oh, I want to take you to a Chelsea game." I'd be like...
They're in.
I'm fucking wifing this girl.
They're in, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that is very true. Ladies. Yeah. I don't know if there are many ladies listening, but if there are, take note. Write that down.
Yeah.
Because that is a good way to win the lads over. Let's go to some global news now. One of your teams. Support a few, Kat, now that I think about it. But one of your teams, Barcelona. Hot water.
Loosely.
Oh, yes,
we spoke a little bit about this, Lucy, when we first heard the rumour, but now it seems like it's gaining a lot more momentum. They look like they could be done for payments above 1.4 million euros into a company that was run by a former referee. And there's allegations saying there was over 10 years of bribing refs. Over 20 years, actually, I believe it was. 1994 to 2018.
How many cups did they win in that time?
Yeah, it's pretty...
You still took so many L's. I don't understand. So you're paying them and you're still taking L's.
Well, actually...
I want my payments back.
You know what it is? Sorry, you know what it is? I'll rephrase. He was a referee from 94 to 2018, but these payments are allegedly between 2016 and 2018.
Okay.
So that's like... MSN era, Messi, Neymar, Suarez, towards the end. You know, you guys were winning a lot. Real Madrid have also confirmed they will join the...
Of course they will.
The complaint against Barcelona.
To help bring them down.
They will go to court.
They always just see, what's going on over there at Barca? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get involved.
Well, that's the
they
thing.
Love it.
They're like right up the top together, title contenders. Mm. I mean...
We saw Juventus get done for a similar thing. They got relegated.
It's very Juve, isn't it?
Juve fans stuck with them. I don't really know any Juve fans that completely jump ship or anything. For you as a bit of a Barca fan, does it change anything for you? If they were to get...
I honestly support them... being caught out if they've done the wrong thing.
Right, but you would still be a Barcelona fan.
I lived in the city. Yeah. I feel fondly of the city, of the country, or whatever, but like at the end of the day, if the football club's done the wrong thing, like set the example.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone brought up on Twitter, again, I've been on Twitter too much, but I think it was the Arsenal v Barca game. remind me what year it was, but Jens Lehmann.
What was this, like a year?
Jens
Lehmann. Champions League final. Jens Lehmann.
2006.
Sent off, right, for a tackle outside the box. And then it was given a penalty. And everyone's saying,
did the penalty go?
I'm pretty sure they scored. And obviously, Barca went on to win that. But that game, could it have been fixed?
To be fair, there was people talking about Chelsea in 2009 with the, this is a disgrace. I know
people were saying that one is a disgrace. That one as well.
The thing is, they're saying that these payments were 2016. So as much as I love it, Chelsea fans, Arsenal fans could be clutching at straws, but
they'll be calling it on every call ever made.
We can go back in time though.
Exactly. There was an interesting one from Christian Fabiano. Now,
your cousin.
I don't know.
Back.
Yeah, what's up?
We're going to call him your cousin.
This guy was sledging me in the DMs.
But cousins would sledge you.
So I don't think he's my cousin. Surely people can't call Messi the GOAT if he's had the ref's backing for most of his career. That's definitely not my cousin, by the way. That's a terrible take.
Someone said Argentina are panicking as well. Maybe because the World Cup and stuff.
Like, well, what do you think? If this was to all come out, like, does that change anything? It doesn't change anything.
I don't think it changes anything, number one. But I do think subconsciously, right, those players that are GOATs like Messi, Ronaldo, do get a bit of leeway from refs anyway.
They get
protected. Because refs don't want, like, who wants to send off Messi?
Yeah,
everyone's gonna know who you are. No one wants that sort of,
and no one wants to get injured in the game.
Also, Messi like has rarely done things that would incite nearly being sent off. But like, I think not that kind of player.
I think it's more about like if Messi goes down, you just give him a foul.
Yeah. I think
that happens
probably.
That does happen.
A lot of people used to say it with Michael Jordan in the NBA. Like people used to say like refs used to kind of protect him.
Yeah,
you see this in every
and it's
sport.
Like when a ref went against him, he'd be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're going against the GOAT?
Yeah, I'm bigger than you.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, you want a job tomorrow?
Yeah, so it was like, I think it's, I'm not saying it's like that in football, but I'm like, I kind of get it in a sense.
Yeah.
Because we want to see those players play. Every fan wants to see them on the pitch and playing.
Yeah, no one wants to see them go off.
No. And Meister Rob on Twitter asked what a suitable punishment is for Barcelona. Mm. I think we'll wait and see what they're convicted of and how serious it is. But I think if it is at the level or greater than what Juventus did, then at least relegation would be fair. It would be.
Far out.
You know, it would be.
Imagine.
Mad.
It would be mad. It would be absolutely mad.
Are we going to talk about City as well?
Man City?
Yeah, we're going on to Man City in terms of like, you know.
All of that stuff that was happening.
Yeah, that kind of died down, didn't it?
No, but apparently they've, I don't know what it is. Maybe Shabs can look it up. But they import this lawyer that's on their case now.
Oh, yeah.
That. What's his name again?
We spoke about this on the pod.
Oh, okay.
If they use him all week, he costs more than Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's literally the
Ronaldo of lawyers.
He's arguably the best player on that team right
like,
now.
Yeah.
He is him.
Yeah.
So if they brought this guy in, like, they're getting off.
He better win that case.
They're getting off?
They're getting off. Yeah. They're putting Harvey Specter. They're getting off.
Well, maybe he's working on Kyle Walker's case as well. We're going to get to that in a second because he's
being
a bad
boy. You were talking about Kyle Walker and he's going to need that lawyer.
He's going to need that lawyer. Quick one, did you see Gavi's tackle on the weekend?
I didn't.
No, tackled with his head. Did you see that?
Can you show me this photo of him?
Oh, someone tweeted it. It was
tackling
like,
with his head.
You know what? I did see this photo.
From what the fuck he's trying to do.
I saw it, but it was not from that angle.
He's a cooked unit. That's proper body on the line stuff. Before we talk about Walker, though, there was an interesting story over in the UK. Gary Lineker was stood down by the BBC. Did you see this one?
Yep, I saw
making
that.
Big news. Now, he tweeted on his personal account.
He always tweets, though. He always tweets dumb. He tweets good shit and dumb shit at the same time.
Arguably,
what he tweeted wasn't so
it's a political
bad.
Opinion.
Yeah,
whether you agree or not, it's a political opinion. He's not happy with the treatment of people trying to get into the UK and some of the decisions that the government's making. It's on his personal account. But the BBC, obviously government funded, stood him down from his show.
So what did he tweet?
He tweeted about refugee.
Yeah. So he basically said that the English immigration system is very similar to like Germany in 1940s.
So he compared them to Nazi Germany.
You know, like the way that Nazi Germany didn't want anyone who wasn't German. He's saying that it's very similar. Like with immigration, they're not really letting refugees in. Like they don't have a very welcoming policy at the moment. And he was speaking up about that.
Right.
Fair enough.
Essentially.
And you can see why people would be maybe pissed off with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people over there quite patriotic. You can see why people wouldn't be happy.
Because
but does it justify
don't want foreigners, right?
But yes. But does it justify him being stood down for his role on Match of the Day? Now, yes, it's a channel that's funded by the government. Everyone else backed him. What happened was that everyone else said that they wouldn't be doing their show either.
Yeah. And Ian Wright, Shearer, Alex Scott as well.
So Football Focus and Final Score were both cancelled because Kelly Summers, Alex Scott, no one was there to host them.
Wow.
Fighting Talk on the radio was pulled because the host didn't want to turn up. Plenty of TV shows. There was another one. BBC director apologized but insisted he wouldn't resign.
Wow.
So now this has got... Apparently, they're having an emergency meeting today.
Jeez.
In the UK to figure out if he's going to be reinstated. I think they will. I think they realize how...
I think they will. No one would... Like, anyone growing up in England, right? From as long as I can remember, Match of the Day on a Saturday night is Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
That's it. But it's him hosted by whoever's to his left or right.
Do you think... Like, you're a public figure, right?
I'll take it.
Some would say you're a public figure. Even a good one for you, Kat, because now you're hosting shows that are on channels.
Mm.
Now, you also have your own personal accounts.
Yeah.
Do you think they should be able to punish you for something you write on your personal account?
It's a tough one because there's always that thing around, like, these thoughts are my own and I'm not representing the views of the people that pay me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the issue is how political his statement was. And right. I do think there are certain instances where, like, it can follow you.
Mm.
Like, the punishment can hit you because of something you said on a personal account. I'm overly cautious, admittedly. Like, I think we grew up in this environment where, like, oh, nothing can be deleted.
That's why you use close friends.
Oh, yeah, I use close friends.
Anyone
all the time.
That's not on Kat's close friends, it's wild.
All right, relax.
Literally not wild.
Don't act like I've got an OnlyFans of my close friends.
She literally posts pictures of a dog.
True. No, but I am big on that because I just feel like we've grown up in that environment, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that surprising
feel like I'm
to see.
More on the other side in a sense because the reason, in my sense, is like the reason why these people hired you was because of what you did. Before,
yeah. Is there a line?
But I think that's where we're different.
I think there is a line. I feel like when it comes to like racism, there's obviously a line.
Oh yeah,
people can you should be treated differently, or thoughts or whatever you say if it's derogatory towards a group of people. Mm. I feel like that is the line, but it also for me it's like he's working for the BBC, so the BBC have basically said, listen, we know you can have your personal opinions, but we own Match of the Day.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
They've tried to flex there.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, yeah, you can have your own opinions and stuff, but we own Match of the Day.
But you're getting paid for
government
money.
But could he also just then go live stream a version of Match of the Day and get just...
If he did that, people would watch it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But the power is with...
Right.
Which is what the BBC don't understand in them flexing their muscles is...
The powers of the talent.
The powers of the talent right. these days.
This is what we're seeing in football in general.
Yeah.
Players, talent, pundits, whatever you want to call it. They're showing that they have that leverage.
They have the pull. Yeah.
And look, it's BBC. It's government funded. Mm. Like, you have to... There's always going to be, like, conditions around what you can say and things like that. But I don't know. I kind of like that he stood up for something that is important and used his voice. And then he's got people in every corner of the globe talking about it now.
Market, yep. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sticking with a bit of UK news, Man United had to settle for a draw to Southampton. 0-0 draw. Casemiro, another red card. He's out for 4 games.
That's
Did
wild.
You see the red, Ola?
I saw it and I was thinking about it because...
He was unlucky.
He was a bit unlucky, but I don't know his record in terms of with Madrid, but he hadn't been sent off in a La Liga game for like, what was it, like 20 to 30? It was like a whole season or whatever.
More, mate, apparently.
Five seasons?
500 games. So that's what Ten Hag came out and said afterwards. He said, hasn't been red carded in 500 games, but since coming to the Prem, he's already received 2.
What does that tell you about
the... Is the Prem soft?
I think what it is with the Prem also is that Madrid, so he was probably favoured a bit more at Madrid. Like they're not.
It goes back to what you were saying earlier, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, and I also think that you can't get away with anything. That you just can't get away with shit.
But it's also the speed that the game is played at, and the ball's pinballing around more in the Prem.
Because I looked at the challenge. So he goes, he slides right, I've done that slide tackle before, where you go through the ball, right, and your leg has to be up.
Yeah,
you can't if his leg's down in that situation, which is what they're talking about, height that's raised. If his leg's down, he doesn't get the ball in that situation.
Exactly,
you can't win it.
You've got to lift your foot to
get
the ball.
You have to lift your foot to win the ball.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know how you're supposed to slide.
Tough. Yeah, it's very tough.
You just can't slide nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And with VAR, you can't get away with it because they're going to pick that that frame after you've won the ball when you land on the guy's shin. It's pretty black and white. He's
no
been
one
sent.
Ever looks good with VAR.
No, exactly.
Slow-mo, everything looks worse.
Nothing in slow-mo looks good.
It's like a low-angle photo, right? Yeah. It's very hard to get it right.
Yeah. interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
A low-angled photo.
Do you like people take photos of you at a low angle?
Absolutely
what, like,
not.
What do you mean? No? Like down here?
Yeah, like a photo like that.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. No? Yeah, no, yeah.
You get a couple chins in there?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, not, I'm not for the chin photos.
No, no. Tiwi was looking half decent. I don't know. It depends on who you are.
Good segue there, Claude.
Arsenal, right, we're playing. And Mick Jagger rocked up.
Oh, did he? He's still alive?
He's still going.
Still with us.
Somehow, right? He's hanging in there. Mick Jagger was in the crowd. He wore a hat that had just the word DILF on it.
Oh, really?
Right?
I don't know if I'd label him.
I think he's past DILF right now.
He's, yeah. He's aging. Yeah. He's still got the long hair. Would you classify him a DILF?
Absolutely not.
No, not, yeah. Not your type?
Not my type.
We spoke
about
Kat's type on the pod last week. I think you weren't here for that one. Yeah, we spoke a little bit about Kat's type.
You know, not Mick Jagger, I'll tell you that much.
You know Kat's type, right?
Yeah.
If they look like they've been to prison...
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what I mean? What the? She's a fan.
Wow. You know Kat, are you going to take that?
God. No, but not in a bad way.
Mum, turn it off.
it's not wrong, see? So well,
I like a bit of a bad boy aesthetic, all right?
Yeah, everyone says
doesn't
like
mean I want them to be
everyone
bad
likes
boy.
Bad boy until, yeah.
Oh, bad boy aesthetic, okay.
Yeah. Aesthetic.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway.
Spaniard. What?
No, we're not
tattoo
doing
on the
that.
Forehead.
We're not doing that.
You like that?
I don't want
Spaniard.
I like
Spaniard.
Yeah.
Anyway, or anything too close to
speaking
that.
Speaking of, yeah, let's stop the politics for now because he's been quite political as well. Yes. Let's go to someone who can't stop scoring. Sam Kerr scored again. Chelsea's 1-0 win over Manchester United. They go to top of the league.
Top of the league. And did you see that she was announced as the most influential woman in sport?
Jeez.
In Australia.
Yeah.
In Australia?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sydney Morning Herald announced it and there were a few other.
That's pretty fair. I mean, I'm trying to think. Who's probably more influential?
It would be Ash Barty if she didn't retire.
Yeah, that's right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Why did she retire early?
Just well, she had enough.
Probably wants to have a kid.
Mm.
Oh, really?
She's been married a couple of years. She's younger than, I think she's 26 or something.
That is wild.
Yeah.
When you think what she's
done. She looks older, eh?
She does look a bit older.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, yeah, I don't know, anyway.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing.
No?
Nothing. Yeah, she does look
it's not right. Nothing, is it?
No, it's fine.
Do you know your type?
Oh, no. She's not my type at all.
No.
She's Claude's type.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. let's go to the championship. Burnley have informed fans out of nowhere that they've been placed under an immediate transfer ban by the EFL.
What have they done?
I haven't even seen the issues, but apparently it's quite disappointing news because they look like they're going to get promoted to the Premier League. So that's usually where you got to buy players and reinforce.
So they go in and they can't make any changes.
It looks like they can't make any changes. I'm not sure on the latest news on that. As that pops up, we'll keep you posted on the pod. Another thing that happened in the championship, they're playing for the playoff positions. Norwich versus Sunderland. Did you see the little smooch?
No, what happened?
Little kiss?
Little kissy kiss.
Did you see the kiss?
I heard about a little kissy kiss.
Right, so Norwich are playing Sunderland, right? And there was this moment between two players of the opposing teams. There was a bit of a fight that happened on the sidelines, right? A bit of a fight. And then there's a bit of a push and shove. And then... And then the Sunderland player kisses the Norwich player. And then he grabs his throat.
And then did he try and kiss him again?
Kiss him. And then look at this one, Kat.
That's assault.
Then he grabs his throat, which to some people, we've spoken about this, it may look like he's trying to fight him.
Yeah, he's not.
He may look like he's also trying something else.
Yeah.
Because as we spoke about,
throat grab, love, not war, as they say.
Throat grab.
Can go either way.
That's disgusting. I mean, each to their own.
Each to their own, right? Kat, kissing an opposition. To just throw him way off, onside or offside.
I mean, great distraction.
Yeah,
it's good.
No, but like, say like the ball's in play. Yep. I get it. Do you know what I mean? Because I've grabbed a couple of balls.
Yeah,
time to time.
I had this conversation. Yeah. Right? I was having this conversation with an A-League women's player.
It's like a little tap.
Yeah, so I was having this conversation with an A-League women's player today. Right?
We don't have balls.
And obviously, there's more openly homosexual people in the women's game than there is in the men's game. And I was having this conversation with a professional like female player, and I was like, because this happened, and I'm like. This happens so much in the men's game. Shit like that. Like, even my game on the weekend, there's little things that happen. There's little things you say to just throw a player off. Whereas, does it happen in the women's game? Because you think, apparently not really.
Not at the levels that I've played, but I'd love to know if when you do get to those professional leagues where, like, they've all played with each other, they all know each other.
They play with each other.
You've got to choose your vocabulary better.
They've all played with each other?
My vocabulary better.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
They've been in the same team before.
Okay, yeah.
Are you going to also take that out of context?
No, no.
Okay, cool. All on is.
I hear it.
Right.
I've lost my train of thought.
But well, yeah. No, I know what you're
saying. Really? Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I don't know. You've like put me in a corner today.
No, we always do it to you. But I feel like just as like I've like we just do stuff that
there's stuff like that, yeah.
Just like cheeky stuff. But yeah, I don't think it happens.
I feel like
the,
it happens.
Game now.
Yeah.
It's not happened to me, thank God.
I've seen like a little hair pull and stuff, but that's
oh yeah,
like
yeah, hair pulls happen, like nails.
Yeah.
Stop, guys, you're turning me on. Let's move on to let's move on to a guy that was a little too turned on at the wrong time as well. Kyle Walker. He's in the news again. Now he's a little bad boy, Kyle Walker. Yeah. Bad man.
Not the type I'd go for the record.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
I reckon
go for
if
a
he
Kyle
was
Walker.
A foot taller, you would. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't go for
height.
Kyle
doesn't
Walker.
Matter when he's got that much money. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah, you could be 4 foot tall.
Even you'd
go
there,
height, but height doesn't matter when they're like, you know.
Because I know you like
girls
a tall man.
I like a tall man.
But yeah, what about a 5'9" millionaire?
You don't care. No, okay, Kevin Hart. Do you find Kevin Hart attractive?
No.
If Kevin Hart walked in, you would never go on a date with Kevin Hart.
No, I don't find... He's funny. I'd like want to hang out as friends.
You would never go on a date with him.
I'm not attracted to Kevin Hart.
Give me someone else short.
Who are the short kings? Leo DiCaprio is pretty short, isn't he?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's short.
Oh, I love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, would you go on a date with Tom
Probably
Holland?
Probably not.
Yeah, Tom Holland's not her type, but...
Not my type.
Tom Holland's not her type.
Tom Holland's
I'm trying
like
to think
straight
of someone,
to the friend zone.
Okay, Tom Holland with tats, yeah.
Stop this.
See, tats just... Tats
I,
are, tats
no,
are a cheat.
I did not say yeah.
Tats are a cheat code.
What the... What? Because he's got a couple of tattoos.
No.
See, Kat will say no.
That's
Kat,
so stupid.
Kat will say no, and then the same person will walk through the door with a couple tats, and Kat will say yes.
That's not true.
It's incredible.
I don't know why they're framing me like this.
Anyway.
We need a Kat intervention. That's what we...
You need help. You need help. Anyway, Kyle Walker, who apparently you would not go for, right? Fair enough. You're probably a good idea because during COVID, he got in trouble because he, I think he had a party with some escorts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? To be fair, not much to do during COVID. So yeah. I kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt for that one. Because he's got money and why not...
You don't have to justify it.
Do you know
actions.
What I mean? Why not spend it on some high quality? But then... this time, this is just, I can't justify him anymore. I can't help him. He's in my fantasy team. I kept him in for now, but I'm considering getting rid of him because he walks into a bar and there's CCTV footage of this.
There's
hanging out.
There's quite a lot of footage of this.
There's a lot of footage of it, right? He's hanging out in a bar and he flopped his dick out twice throughout the evening. Just standing there at a table with people, he flops it out. Then I think he flops it out again at the bar.
Is
it ever okay to take your dick out in public?
Personally, I just think there's something in the water in Manchester. That's my. I've
it's
come to that.
From
I've come to that like consensus because it's just like what is wrong with them?
City and United,
but
like,
you
them.
See, you see Grealish doing weird shit. You see, obviously we've got the Mendy, we've got
Mendy.
The now we've got Kyle Walker, we've got
old mate Greenwood,
some,
Greenwood
yeah,
like
names we try not to say
Adam Johnson, like
Johnson Manchester.
Is,
well, yeah, he was at Manchester.
What is going on in Manchester, bro?
Yeah,
you need to sort it out. I don't know what it is.
Something in the water there.
Must be the weather. They don't see enough sunlight.
True.
It's just fucking, they go insane.
Lack of vitamin D.
Too much
crazy.
Money, not enough vitamin D.
Too much
D.
Money, yeah, I don't know. But it's never okay to do that.
No.
I don't think I've ever done it. I've done it in front of men, like in a group of guys.
I love it. I love how you confirmed. I don't
I
think I've ever
you're
done
like,
it.
Like,
not in public, right?
Not in public.
No.
No. Just in front of the boys.
Yeah, in front of the boys, you know. Change the room, shower.
Ah, just flip it out. Yeah, you know what I mean? A little turkey slap. Doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, a little helicopter.
I would do what?
You'd so do that.
Do what?
Like in public.
Take my dick out of the bar.
What the fuck?
The fuck?
That's cancellation.
No, I was staying in the change room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, how is he going to shower? You're going to take a dick out of the shower.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. I would never take my penis out of a fucking public place.
That's not what I said.
Terrible. Anyway, it's a private issue. Well, apparently not. But that's what Pep Guardiola said. It's a private issue. We'll sort it out internally. This is not the place to speak about private situations. It's also not the place to take
Fair.
A dick out in a press conference.
Fair call, Pep.
But Pep Guardiola did... he's going to have...
He did what?
He didn't take his dick out. No. He metaphorically took it out and won yet another game in the Prem. And he's chasing Arsenal. But yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Actually, their former wing back, who I bet he wish he kept him right now, Joao Cancelo, had a great game for
he
Bayern
did.
Munich.
Yeah, but I heard he was having some problems at Bayern Munich.
He
as
wasn't
well.
Playing, but then he started on the weekend, scored, set up another one.
Gorgeous.
All the wing backs scored. Alphonso Davies scored. Benjamin Pavard scored a double.
That's good. It's nice signs when you see your team doing that.
Yeah, when the wing backs, everyone on the pitch is scoring. Let's go to a former Bayern player, Lewandowski. This was very nice. This was cool. Right, so Barcelona, obviously, when you're a professional athlete, you're going to be subject to a lot of hate online. I mean, we're subject to a lot of hate. Mm. We're not even professional athletes.
Yeah, especially after this episode.
Well, yeah, hopefully. I enjoy it. I enjoy reading the mean tweets. But they are worse and they are just slightly different. They have a different tone when it's a female. And yes. we've spoken about this. Like, we cop shit, but Kat will cop a different type of shit, right?
I agree.
And it's almost like it's more personal. It's more to do with you. Whereas ours is more like, you don't know shit.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, whatever, bro. You know, yours is more personal. And Barcelona put out a video where Lewandowski sat down and read all the messages and tweets to the female players of Barcelona. Oh. And he read them out loud. Right, and he read everything from getting back in the kitchen to women's football's not real football. And his reactions to it was quite raw. And he got really upset. And he said, this is really hard for me to read and hear. So it was just a really touching moment.
I like that they did it that way.
So was it like, why did he do it? Was it just like...
Barcelona just set it up. It was just a bit of a thing for all their fans.
I guess a thing to also remind you that they're one team, essentially.
Yes.
Like the men will support the women.
Yeah.
And if you're saying that kind of thing about the Barcelona women, why not have a male read it out?
Yeah,
exactly. Because there are some idiots out there. There'd be some idiots out there that have no respect for the women's team, but have a lot of respect for Lewandowski.
Yeah.
So by seeing Lewandowski condemn them, it might change.
I like that a lot. 100%
it would have an effect.
You know?
It's the whole idea of advocacy and like the women's game can't grow without the men backing them.
Yeah. So that was very nice to see. Credit to you guys over at Barcelona. You might not be doing right things in your finances.
The social media team, however.
But I like that. That is nice, and their women's team are fucking crazy strong as well.
They're so good.
Let's talk some Champions League because it's the last couple games before we move to the quarterfinals. Chelsea got the job done last week. Crispy04 said, "Can the Chelsea lads on the couch remind Kat whose team is in the quarters and whose team looks like they're about to not be? You're not out yet, Kat."
Yeah, but it's a bit scary, isn't it?
3-0 at the Bernabeu, and you get extra time.
Good luck. Good luck to you. We spoke about Madrid in Champions League, so good luck.
Yeah. Are you like going to watch that game or are you just going to just sleep through it?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I should watch it. I actually genuinely, I do love watching Real Madrid play Champions League when it's not against us. They're such a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
But far out. I go in and I just feel like we're going
to
lose.
Yeah, but you got nothing to lose. And sometimes people are scary when they've got nothing to lose.
True.
You don't know what they're
going to do. We've done it before.
I'll tell you what, if you score in the first 15, 20 minutes of that game, it'll be an interesting game. Can you imagine it's 2-0 halftime?
Early game.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I've seen that
early,
before.
Early goal.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, we've had early goals against Real Madrid before, though, and it didn't work out. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's watch this space. Set the bar low and then you never know.
Yeah. My bar's always pretty low.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Here you go. Any guys listening to the pod, shoot your shot. The bar's
low. Super low, guys. It's super low.
The bar is low. Yeah. Shoot your shot in Kat's DM. AC Milan.
Maybe we should read out like funny tweets from Kat's DMs.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that.
That would be a funny one. Anyway.
You cop a lot from football fans trying to take you out?
I'm not trying to take me out.
No, just want to chat.
Just messaging me, yeah.
That's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
your football
fine.
Personality.
It's a bit interesting sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
It'd be very annoying.
What about football? You get a couple of footballers, though.
There's a few, but...
There are a few. Like, we're talking top level or like...
Oh, we're not... I mean, we're not talking about the Prem, are we?
No?
No.
Okay.
Open to it. Yeah.
What do you mean you're open to it?
Open to, like, a Premier League player.
Oh, okay.
But not other levels.
No,
see what I mean?
So if a Premier League player slid in your DMs was like, listen, I really like you. I'll fly you out to England. I love
I'd
what
be like,
doing.
I'm so sorry, but I'm really busy with my own career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that response.
Okay.
He has a family. I'm not a homewrecker.
No. For those of you who didn't hear that, producer Shabs just asked, what if it was Verge? AC Milan did the job against Spurs. Onside or offside from Raddy Roller, Harry Kane will never win a trophy if he stays at Spurs.
True.
Is that onside or offside, Alan?
It is weird because like Harry Kane is literally one of the best strikers in the world, and I think could be one of, I dare say, of our generation in terms of the impact that he's had, the goals he scored, all of that sort of stuff. But we don't even like, no one puts him up there.
Yeah, but does that show
we
that
we just miss it? We just go, oh yeah, just Harry Kane score another goal.
Does that show that if you got the best striker, like the best striker in the world, even the best striker in the world, I'm not saying he is, but he might be, the best striker in the world isn't even enough to win a trophy. You need a full team.
It's tough, but also I think the reason why people also don't rate Harry Kane as high as, let's say, a Drogba, right? Mm. Because in the dire moments when Tottenham were in a position where they could have won something,
yeah,
he didn't really deliver. Yeah. And that's what I feel like as a top striker.
Yep.
That's what they judge you by. The drug. We all remember the Drogba goals.
Yeah.
That's what they judge by.
It was his playground, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is with Harry Kane.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I think so. Well, I mean, he didn't do it in the Champions League. He has had cup finals to do it. He's had Champions League finals.
He's had opportunities.
So let's see. There are some rumors going around. I mean, Conte looks done. Like, he'll leave.
Did you see the whole Conte back? And Richarlison thing?
Yeah.
That's really
funny. Yeah, that is pretty funny. Richarlison's clearly not happy. Conte will go. There's chat that Pochettino's going to go back. There was also a link I read during the week with Ange Postecoglou.
Mm. I heard about this also.
Now, wouldn't that be a good club for Ange? Imagine going there.
It would be.
You can't say the players aren't there. They're there. Spurs have a great bunch of players.
That'd be good. In there,
and can you imagine?
Do you think he's ready for the Premier League?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ready for a club like Tottenham, though. Tottenham is a big, big, big London club that has history and the fans and everyone.
You think they won't give him as much time?
Oh, they will. I don't know if I'm talking about the board, but I'm saying the fans won't. He will have to do a lot of work.
They're not going to think fondly of him going into that role as like the Australian public does, or those who know who Ange is.
But you think they'll welcome Poch with arms wide open back?
I heard that players and staff within the club were basically petitioning or to some extent for Poch to come back
and have another crack.
They want him back.
Yeah, well, he's been quiet. Hasn't really done much for a while. So let's see. That'd be very interesting. But there are some Champions League games left this week. Porto take on Inter back at the Dragão. They're down 1-0. Don't write off a Portuguese club. That's one thing you need to learn in the Champions League. Man City, Leipzig 1-1. They go back to Manchester now.
Mm.
You think City getting that one done, or is there a chance of an upset here?
I still believe in the curse that Yaya Toure's agent set against Pep. So
anything could happen.
Anything to do with City and the Champions League, I'm just like...
No. You're not shocked. They could lose this game
it's
at home.
So wild.
Yeah. Napoli-Frankfurt, it'd be an absolute catastrophe. Napoli are up 2-0 and coming back home, so you'd think they'd go through here. They are flying at the moment.
Napoli actually is unreal, man.
Very good. Very, very good.
Would you say best team in Europe right now?
It's hard to argue with it. Mm. It's definitely hard to argue with it because they're so far in front and they're about to make the Champions League quarterfinals comfortably. And
do you think I want your opinions. Do you think even without... Say if Juve hadn't dropped all those points, like, do you think that the title race would be tighter? Or do you think that Napoli, the way that they're playing, it's kind of like a guaranteed win to some extent?
They'd still be over 10 points clear. I think they'd still be about 12-ish points clear of Juventus if Juventus had all those points. So that's crazy. They're clearly the best team in Italy. Yeah. And they bounce back anytime they have an upset. And it's just a brilliant story. It just shows you can sell the big names and you can buy players for cheap if you've got the right scouting. And you can back a manager that historically hasn't won anything.
What's the winger's name again? I always forget his name.
Kvaratskhelia. Kvara?
Yeah, is it that one?
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's such a testament to good scouting, isn't it?
Yeah.
These players you've never heard of before.
What'd I say?
I know. What'd I say?
No, what did you say?
Do you remember what I said?
You said something that is true, but I can't remember the exact...
Wait, did you predict how good he was going to be?
That we can find.
Did he actually?
I remember when you introduced him to us, and you're like, "There's this Georgian player."
Is that the guy?
Yeah. That's the guy. And we've never heard of him before.
That's the guy.
Claude knows ball.
No, well, apparently not. According to TikTok comments, Twitter, all these other fuckwits, I don't know.
I watched this guy play, and he reminds me of like the way he dribbles. It's almost like a Kaká style dribbling in terms of like it looks unorthodox and messy, but nobody gets the fuck.
But it's calculated.
He's unreal. I'll be interested to see what his market value is now.
So I watched him play a friendly match when he was going to Napoli, and I thought I think he can win a Ballon d'Or one day.
Fuck.
And I still stand by that because he's so raw and he's so good and he does things that you don't expect him. He'll shoot out of nowhere. He'll make mistakes because of it, but he's so entertaining to watch. So let's see what happens. They got him for 10 million. Mm. I'd say his value already in less than a year's times by 10. Mm. You'd say it's 100 million. And he plays for Georgia. And Georgia got promoted in the Nations League. So he got them up out of like a tricky group.
That's wild.
Yeah. So obviously he's doing great things. Last thing to close out the pod. It's a big week of football. We do have a second pod as always. We're going to have a second pod, which is going to be plenty of fun. A bit of two truths and a lie. Make sure you join us for that one later in the week. But the last question, 11 Bunchy. Last week we had a weird question. I can't remember what it was. Something weird. It was about eating or drinking soup. Yeah. Do you remember that one? This week, 11 Bunchy has jumped in. If we have fingertips, but not toe tips, how can we tip toe, but not tip finger?
Wait, what? Tiptoe.
We have fingertips.
Because we stand on our feet, that's why we can tiptoe. We don't stand on our fingers.
Right.
That's why.
So do you think if you did a handstand and you moved up onto your fingertips, would you be tip fingering?
Yes.
Yeah?
But that's like...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's like impossible.
Very hard to do. Yeah, very hard to do.
That's why it's tiptoe.
Okay. That's fair. I mean,
makes sense, right?
You said it.
That makes sense. There you go, Bunchy, mate. It was a good question. Great question. But Olan just completely myth-busted you right 100%. There.
100%. He killed that.
There you go. He shot it down and just lay off the trees, brother.
And I also just think there's no need to worry about stuff like that.
No? Yeah. There's enough to worry about in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah? Stuff keeping you up at night, Kat. We'll talk about that after. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for joining us here on Born Offside for another hectic week. Make sure you keep an eye out because we do have a special episode dropping later in the week. A couple big guests lined up as well. So make sure you subscribe to the pod. Flick us a 5-star if you're having a good time. Follow us on all our socials and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
See ya.